forest is so dense, so thick, that you cannot see more than 5 feet ahead of you from where you stand. Trees and branches and shrubs and vines obscure your view or whatever is inside. As you stand there, screams and shouts, laughter, crying, and joy and sadness, and all these sounds fill your ears. You hear a faint whisper. You can't figure out the words, but something's whispering to you.
Kristen?
Cornelius, can you bring that calf here so we can keep us company, and also he's
Fae,
right?
That would
be nice.
He is Fae. I summon Metcalf out of the pocket dimension as a hawk.
Okay, can I hold him?
You see, Dox reaches out and grabs your arm, Cornelius, looking around suspiciously. I don't like this place.
It's a bad seeming place. Cornelius, yes. Can I please hold Metcalf, please?
In a moment, but I have to set about a brief mission. So you said our vision is obscured by the vines in front of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to do something. First, let me talk to Docs real quick. I'm going to pat Docs on the back and say, not to worry, you're, I wouldn't say we're perfectly safe. In fact, we're probably the exact opposite of that. However, we have quite the set of heroes here at our disposal, including you. I mean, back on that boat, I have to say, that weird squid gelatin thing that I don't know what it is, don't know what it was, you really kicked its ass. So, good job.
I'm so scared. I was so scared for the entire thing. I'm not a hero like you, Cornelius. I don't want to do this.
Docs, would you like some orange slices?
He looks at you for a second. Yes, I would like an orange slice.
Pass us some snacks.
He takes the orange slice, shoves the entire thing in his mouth in one go.
Don't.
This is a little bit better.
Docs.
I'm glad. Pats him on the shoulder.
Well, I'm curious as to how you became so powerful if you don't like going on adventures, but I suppose you have your means. If you would like, if you are capable of leaving and returning to our regular plane of existence through your mysterious means, which I don't totally understand.
You should come with me. Get out of here.
You can get out of here if you'd like. Again, when we entered the portal at the very beginning, I told you to consider this decision very carefully.
Are you going to stay?
Yes, I'm going to stay. But if you're nervous, you're perfect. Please, no account should you stay for my sake. We can continue our lessons tomorrow.
I'm your apprentice. If you're going, I'm going.
No, that's fine. I mean, to be perfectly frank, this is not an adventure which I intended to bring you on originally. It was something of an accident. Initially.
More so, it's an emergency. We're really happy to have you here, Docs. But this is...
No, Jesse.
I want to help. Can I help?
You can help. You may want to, I suppose you're not a wizard, but the traditional, I will say, in your wizard lessons, I could give you another lesson today, which is that wizards are traditionally tend to stay in the back and cast spells from afar. This is the
role in which they...
Yes, hiding is an excellent thing to do. Hiding and blowing people up with spells.
I can hide. And
okay.
I can try to blow people up.
Blowing people up is excellent. If possible. As long as they're hostile to us, of course. If at any point you would like to leave, and if you're capable of doing so through your mysterious means, please do so. I guess because of time shenanigans.
By the way, Jack, how good is your perception?
I think yours is but
oh yeah, Jesse. 18.
Yeah, while they're talking, Jesse was looking around.
You hear a rustling in the leaves. Another one from the other side. And another. But it's not close enough to, for you to see what's going on, what it is.
I don't want to blast you long.
I'm pretty sure there's
a dragon flies by.
I don't want to blab too long, but I'd like to send Metcalf up above the tree line to scout out, because we can't see through the trees, okay. So maybe he can see from above.
Okay. He flies up, and as you look through his... Are you looking through his eyes?
Yes.
As you look through his eyes, higher, and higher, and higher, and higher still. It takes a while before he breaks out of the canopy. And as he's up there, and he looks down... Trees and leaves covering every square inch from the top. Not a single point visible.
Nothing is visible. Nothing. No landmarks. Trees? Nothing. Damn.
Not from like this momentary just spin around.
Neelys, could you try blasting some messaging around? Just 360 no scope some messaging for Tristan. I was hoping that it would pop us out. Around where he was.
I could try. The chance it'll hit him is very slim. I mean, especially because the range is like, I think it's like 30 feet. So like, I don't think it's going to reach him. But,
might as well.
We need like ascending.
Otherwise, I guess we don't have anything to do except just keep walking. Also, so is a portal like still open and active behind us or something? Or is it a temporary?
You try to
no,
look.
Yeah.
No portal.
That seems to be the way of things. Is there any asymmetry in the landscape whatsoever? Like anything in different in any direction? Or is it totally uniform trees?
Yeah, did I see anything like of interest that could like direct me with a perception check?
As you look around, the way that the portal launched you, the direction you were facing as the portal released you, taro canopy of trees everywhere. As you turn behind you, there's a path. And you see, as you look at that path, the trees get fewer and fewer and fewer in that direction.
Hopefully this isn't the exact wrong direction, but it's
to start. If he's in the Nightmare Forest. This is sort of a silly, trivial question. Do we have cell reception?
You look down at your phone. No lines.
No. Fuck, I forgot to call my mom. Okay, well...
Don't worry, Narnia time's gonna save the day. I'd like to send Metcalf in the direction of the
path.
It's not
inverse Narnia time.
Direction of the...
Path?
Yeah. As you send Metcalf down that path, you see the path winds and moves for a long, long, long time. You do not see where the path ends. It just keeps going in the opposite direction.
Do the trees continue to get less dense?
Yes.
Okay. I suppose we've got to go into the forest then.
You hear from inside the forest. Help! 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 Help!
All right. Does it sound like anyone in particular?
Yeah. At this point, you've heard it enough times to recognize that Kristen's voice is in that cacophony of helps.
In, but just one of many.
One of many.
Shit. I guess that's the... I guess that seems to be the direction to hit.
Let's go and add our voices to the lovely chorus onwards. How about I take the front? I have some armor. You and Docs can go in the metal. Jack, could you bring off the rear?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to hand Metcalf to Docs.
Oh, okay.
See, as emotional Metcalf support earlier. Lands on his shoulder, and Docs looks at it for a second before putting a hand on the
and brushing the feathers of Metcalf. Okay.
Jack is going to keep an eye on Metcalf just because it's a strange assortment of skills this one seems to have.
This is Jack's character trait. He doesn't trust birds.
Facts. As you look at this...
Oh, docs. Sorry, docs.
Yeah, Metcalf.
This bird is sus, bros.
This bird is a warlock, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but docs has got some warlock stuff, and he can also bonus action hide.
Well, he's got right?
Tiny.
He's got the furry of the small. Oh, yeah.
Is that how... Really? That's a goblin thing. Yeah. Nimble escape.
Oh, I'm lagging out. Hold on. You've all frozen.
Their skills skedaddling.
Oh, there we go.
They are very skilled skedaddlers, for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess
you head into the forest?
Onwards.
Yep. Onwards. Jesse's bringing up the front, she said.
Mm-hmm. You start walking towards the forest. Take a few steps and you go off the trodden path onto dense undergrowth. And as you start to head inside, you hear a voice from your right. What is it with kids these days? Venturing off to their certain dates. And you turn to look, and there's a ranger standing at the edge of the forest, leaning on a tree.
It got an adult. Okay, hi.
This ranger has the side of the face you can see of her has a eye patch. Her hair is fully buzz cutted, with a tinge of salt and pepper going through it. As she silently picks on the edge of a longbow. She turns to look at you and you see a scar crisscrossing with the eye patch, starting from the forehead all the way across her nose down to her jaw.
Crisscrossing as in there's like an X of it, or there's just one that like goes down?
It just goes down and the eye patch goes in the other direction.
Ooh. Very cool, very cool.
What race does she seem to be?
One second. You make a lot of them, you forget. Oh, human.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Hi.
Do you work here? We're looking for someone.
Oh, darling, no one works in the Nightmare Forest.
So when you say ranger, my brain went to like national park ranger.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh nice.
No, you fake D&D nerds. A ranger.
I was like, look for a uniform.
It's both, you know.
As you're having this conversation, a massive dragon flies by, looks down at you, goes here, and flies away.
How old is this ranger, approximately?
How old is this ranger?
Yes.
From immediate observance, the salt and pepper hair, the crow's feet around the eyes, smile lines, or perhaps frown lines along the cheeks. Late 50s, early 60s.
All right. I say, how do you respond to something like that?
Can you help us, though? We are looking for someone.
We're looking for someone.
Yes.
Looking for who? A hair fork?
A druid friend of ours.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure he went in with a group of people.
Yeah. He has his fails, came by for guidance or something, wanted to save something in the Nightmare Forest.
Mm.
Try to warn them.
There ain't nothing in the forest worth saving.
Not even a morphia? A dryad?
Honey, I've been here 30 years. Ain't no morphia in there?
What's this accent? I can't quite...
Ranger.
Yes, it is Ranger. If you must know, it's my shallow attempt at an Alabama accent.
Everybody's quiet, where we all furiously take notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just drawn. But so you're familiar with the place. How should we interpret the voices and whatnot? Are they drawn from our brains? Are they echoing people that have actually said those things in here? Or
you're hearing the shouts?
What? Yeah.
Echoes of people long dead. If you're a friend, the half orc, he's in there. Sorry to say, he's dead.
How did she know he was a half orc?
She said that they came through looking for advice.
That's for advice.
We didn't mention that he was a half orc. Is that just an accidental metagame, or is that a slip that she made?
I'm sorry. What?
Wait, she said she asked if it was a half orc, and I was like, said something like, oh, like maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, my internet sucks. I was out for a second.
She's met Tristan before.
Okay, cool. Well, we heard... we've heard echoing sounds like that in other forests. Maybe it's a dryad thing. But, well, if you've been working here for 30 years, clearly it's not a death sentence. Or if it is, it's a very long one.
You little pipsqueak. You want to go into the forest?
To be frank, no, but I would like to get my friend back.
There is no friend to get back.
What are you laughing at?
Because my accent is just so good.
Girl, I love it.
It really. It is good. You've gotten into it. It's you're in character and you're doing well. Let's see, in the Alabama character.
I feel so backhandedly complimented right now. Proceed.
What sort of clothes is she wearing?
She's wearing a torn up green
ranger outfit.
Yes, a ranger outfit. There we go.
It can be both.
A torn up green shirt that looks pretty muddy and dirty. A jacket of sort is tied around her waist. And she's wearing knee length shorts. Hey, she looks at you.
I haven't gotten her name yet.
You.
Excuse me. Where are my manners? Oh, sorry.
You, basically. You, Mr. Manners.
That's actually.
Do you know what's waiting for you on the other side?
Bad shit.
We're guessing bad things, but we don't know of what nature exactly.
You, frowny one. Points at you, Jack. Do you know what horrors wait for you on the other side?
Honestly, I can speak for the others that we don't really care. We just want to get through whatever it is to get our friend back.
Oh, so you're not afraid of nightmares?
Everyone has them, right?
What do you think this forest is?
The forest of nightmares?
And that's the mistake all of them make. All the nightmare forest, but it's not just a forest of nightmares. It's a forest of dreams. It's a forest of truths. And in there, you're gonna figure out who you really are.
So like a coming of age story?
You're gonna forget. you, Clippy one.
What?
You. You're gonna have to face the things that make you who you are, and you're not gonna like it.
I'm certain I won't. What adjective did he use for me?
Quippy one.
Quippy.
Oh, sorry.
I love this character so much. Can we bring her back with us?
Hey, actually, speaking of which,
there's a reason this character is isolated, and there's a reason I gave this accent to this character. You realize that, right?
By the way, you wouldn't happen to be good at repairing boats, would you?
Honey. Do I look like a carpenter to you? Accent didn't come out of that one. That's fine.
She's been in here for so long.
You, little one, points to you again, Cornelius. You. Your friend is dead.
We're very proud of you, Arushi.
No. I appreciate it. I know exactly which accent word to hit to get everyone to crack up now. It's a superpower. You're all gonna be dead.
Dead.
delightful.
Could you, well, I'd like to...
Dead, you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I'd like to make sure for myself, would you be available to help escort us into this forest as the resident expert, clearly?
Oh, you want me to go into the Nightmare Forest to save your friend who's long dead?
I want you to go into the Nightmare Forest to help us hopefully save the friend or maybe find his corpse. But whatever we find.
And to help us not be dead in the near future?
You, not dead one. Points to you, Jack.
Well, cuts deep.
I've been there once.
Not a victory. Stop flexing, Naya. You, not dead one.
Yet.
Do you know what the most common form of sleep is?
Is this like that micro sleep thing you have like, for five dead. Seconds?
It's called dead. Ain't y'all read any Shakespeare back where you come from?
Could you traverse? Okay, let's. Alan, Ranger. Sorry, I don't think I caught your name.
My name's Alabama.
All right, Allie.
I'm redconning that. Hold on.
My name's Allie.
Gotta redcon that. Oh my god. Why do you want my name?
I
want to address you respectfully, I guess.
Yes.
Call me Ranger.
Usually... Ranger. All right, well, Ranger, are you able to traverse, regardless of anything else, are you able to traverse the Nightmare Forest without becoming a dead?
And if not, why are you here, if we may ask?
Stop dumbasses like you for trying to go into the forest.
But can you go into the forest and come back and not be dead? This is the key piece of information here.
I have. Once.
Once?
Once.
Excellent. Well, that's more than zero times. Does this have anything to do with the scar that's on your face? Sorry, that's probably too personal of a question.
Yeah, Corny, I'd say it's too personal a question. But, so sorry, man.
Rubs her hand across it. Goes... Got this. In a fight with a turkey.
A fake turkey?
All turkeys are fake turkeys, boy.
All right. Well, how much are they paying you to keep people from going to the forest?
Who do you think pays me?
I have no idea. The Forest Authority?
We've established not that kind of ranger.
The authority of the authorities running the nightmare forest.
Presumably the authorities running something outside the nightmare forest and not wanting people to go in? Or is this just something you do in your spare time?
Boy, I just do this. How weird students they're creating nowadays.
Ones who would like some advice at the very least for ways of not becoming dead in the near future. We still have to go to an event afterwards.
We gotta go to a party afterwards.
She looks so long suffering in that one moment as she turns to look back at the three of you and goes, is there anything I can say that would stop you?
If you had, I mean, you haven't said much, to be fair. Vague threats of death aren't particularly helpful in any.
How about this? Anyone who's gone out in the forest except me hasn't come out. That less wake for you?
Yes, well, you seem then to be the optimal person to guide us. As clearly, I'm trying to sort of flatter her here a little bit. Like you're clearly the resident expert.
Charisma roll.
How much would it cost to hire your services as a guide?
Give me a persuasion check.
Mm-hmm.
I want the one person that survived to help us. 20/20.
Do you have money for 20?
That's a garbage roll. Does anyone want to help me? I don't know if we can do that.
Help action to be like, I'm sorry about.
Yeah,
this is
I don't
the
know.
One time I'll allow a help action retcon.
I'm retroactive. Yeah.
Not doing after this, no more. No retroactive help actions.
No, that was bad.
Yeah. Honestly, help actions out of combat are kind of weird. Yeah.
A little bit dope, actually. I like them.
They can encourage role playing, but yeah. Which is cool. Yeah, speaking of which, you got to tell me how you're helping me.
Jesse just stutters and I rolled bad. It's not going to help you.
You don't have to roll on a help action. You just can't do anything if you give him the help action because then you
use
your action to do.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I roll again.
I forget rolls. But yeah. Yeah. So sorry about that. But yeah. It would be. You seem very capable, and it would just be really nice if we had any sort of assistance. In these manners, where you're obviously the authority on the forest here, so this is exactly as helpful and eloquent.
Of dying, you usually send people running. What's up with y'all?
General imminent death, I suppose.
Now, ain't that a mood?
Ain't that a mood?
Ain't that a mood? I kind of love this character. Maybe I will force them to get to Malkina somehow. Okay.
Yeah, I could tell you my roles.
Tell me.
The first one was a 4. The second one was a 15.
Ooh.
Plus 0, because I don't have anything.
She turns to look at you. She goes, you, tiny one. You want to know the secret? Surviving in the forest?
As long as it's not, don't go in, then yes.
Well, that's the easiest way to not survive in the forest. Told your pals this as well when they came through. The only way to survive in the forest is to go deeper in your fear. Try to break out of the nightmares, and the forest will push you out.
deeper fear, break out of nightmares, force will push you out. Got it. Are you coming with?
Do I look crazy to you?
I plead the fifth.
Kids these days. She raises her hand up, and as she does this, you see a giant eagle owl lands on her arm. She goes, "I ain't coming with, but." And the eagle owl pops off her arm onto Jack's shoulder. Take ranch with you.
Ranch?
Ranch.
Sorry, his name is Ranch?
Ranch.
Like the dressing?
Yeah. What's a dressing?
Or the establishment of a farm.
Spoken like true Californians. The dressing?
Do I bring what too? Speaking of like a white, like a white owl. With a good plex.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. We are in your debt. I suppose. Well, if you ever need anything from us, assuming that we're not dead or insane or whatever, feel free to ask.
I ain't pissed like you're gonna help me, but okay. And she turns back and heads towards the trodden path.
Oh, actually, I have a couple of questions. So we're in the.
As you're saying that, she kind of stops, pauses mid-step.
So sorry, ma'am. How does time pass here relative to the material plane? Same or different in any way?
This is the material plane.
Oh, I'm dumb. If you have,
So the Nightmare Forest, we're straight up not in the Feywild. The Nightmare Forest is just a place in the material plane that's awful and nightmarish. This is in character, I'm asking.
It's the Nightmare Forest. I don't know what to tell you.
What continent are we on?
Last lot, Shaggy, you were in America.
Okay, are we
we're in the real deep south.
Yeah, you're in Alabama. it takes 12 hours in a timeless ocean to get to Alabama, clearly.
Okay, so there's a reception here. Could you, if you're going back within the next day, if you're going back to a place that has any reception from which you could send a message of some kind, could I pay you to pass along a message?
What's your message?
I didn't tell my mother that I would be gone, so just to let her know I won't be back. Like, I guess it's already morning. Just let her know where I've been, and also that I may be dead, and if so, where my body might be, and that it's unretrievable.
She looks at you very strangely for a sec, and she goes, "Ma'am, sorry for her. What's her name?"
I don't know what her name is. I forgot if I gave her a name forever ago. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Make one up.
Let's see. The dad took on her name. That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Laguna's the surname. What's the name?
Marion.
Marion.
Sure. So Marion. Dr. Marion Laguna. Pulls out a piece of paper and writes down the phone number of her parent, of both her mom and her dad, writes a little message in there, just like saying, like, "Hey, I'm really sorry. I'm here. I might die.
Takes a piece of paper.
Having fun adventuring by. Yeah, and folds up a gold coin up in that.
Right. She goes. She takes the gold coin out, hands that back to you. Goes.
Oh, thanks.
I don't work for money. Yeah, I'm gonna use this fall slot, but calling's easier. And she says, "Anything else?"
I guess that's it. Off to die. Thank you.
Oh, have fun dying. We're in the sleep of death. What dreams may come. Bye bye. All
right.
Well, what an erudite Alabamian.
I know.
Are you guys ready to get traumatized?
Oh boy.
Yes, but I don't think Docs is. Docs, this would be an excellent time to dip, I gotta say.
Yeah, but
we're gonna get trauma together! Let's go!
No, Docs, this would be a good time to dip.
Cornelius. Yes. I'm not going. I'm staying with you.
Can I ask you, I can't give you a command, but can I ask you to return?
To return? Can you ask him to return?
This is a request. A friendly request.
If you want me to go, I will go. But I would very much like to stay.
Well, how old is Docs?
He's also a freshman.
Docs, how old are you?
He's the same age as you.
He's the same age as me?
He's just small.
Sorry, train.
Dragon. Oh, this one's a big one.
It's not how big they are, it's just how much they lean on the horn. Sometimes it's like massive, and then you lean out, and it's like just a train. There's no cars.
Yeah.
Like, why are you honking?
No, that's a massive dragon that just flew by.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
But you know, Mackenzie, the louder the horn, the bigger the train that's going on. Sometimes there's like three stories tall.
Docs, I don't think your education would be necessarily benefited from trauma. So it may be best to return.
Horny. I want to stay.
He's the same age as me. I can't tell him what to do. Okay. All right.
Shorter than me.
Yeah. That's how telling people how to do works.
I guess we should probably get a move on then.
He's a higher level spellcaster and he's the same age as me. I can't tell him what to do.
Onwards. Oh. It just onwards. Starts. Gingerly walking forwards through the brush.
Okay. As you walk further and further into the forest, each of you leaves crunching under your feet as you go further into the forest. You look around. The forest is very disorienting, every direction the same. Your sense of space, of location, drifts and disappears away. Jack, you walk, you're looking around. The grip of branches. Claw is tight on your shoulder as you keep walking. The grip loosens until you can't even feel it anymore.
Bird.
As you look up, there's no wrench. What? As you look back, the footprints of your feet crushing the leaves start to. They're no longer there. You turn to look back. No Jesse. No Corny. Oh. No Docs. Look around. There's nothing.
this forest and you. Cornelius, as you start walking, leaves crunching under your feet, you try to figure out what it is in these, behind these leaves. What is going on with this forest? There has to be some explanation. And as you're thinking, you zone out, but for but a moment. And as you come back, out of the sides of your eyes, there's something wrong. Wait. Look around. No Jack. No Jesse. No Docs.
No Metcalf.
No Metcalf.
Oh, you muted.
I just said Metcalf is with Docs, so yeah.
No, it was with Docs. Jesse.
Mm-hmm. I look back behind me, I see the two of them just stopped in their tracks, like, with the weirdest look on their face.
You're walking. You're walking right up front. You're not the tallest of the group, but your walk is usually the fastest. Maybe a result of the anxiousness. As you start walking, leaves crunching under your feet. Your focus drifts for a moment as you try to think, okay, orange slices, healing potions, rations. We got it all, it's fine. We'll get to the party, it's fine. As you think that, wait, some sound's missing. You turn back. The leaf picks up and lands on the ground. No Jack. No Corny. No Docs. All three of you look around, half panicked, half afraid, as you are all alone in a nightmare forest. You don't know what's coming. And we're going to take a short break there because I do have to pee! Okay.
The ultimate nightmare forest. Are we allowed to pee in the nightmare forest?
No, but the DM is allowed to pee. That's the one. And welcome back to part two.
Of Oops All Trauma.
Oops All Trauma. Okay. Hold for you. Look around. There's no one around. No one except you. What do you do?
Jesse tries to just pause for a second, just deep breath in, get her bearings, and just try to make sure to the best of her ability she's still facing the same direction she was at the beginning. She just wants to just keep walking in the same direction.
Jesse, as you turn back towards the direction that you were walking, in that direction you hear a faint crackling sound. Do you head towards it?
Is it in the exact opposite direction of where I came from?
Yes.
No, I'm just gonna keep walking.
Keep walking inwards, or keep walking where?
Keep walking in the same direction I was walking.
Okay.
So inwards, presumably.
The crackling is from in the direction you were walking.
Sorry.
You were standing, you were thinking, you turned back. No one's back there. You turned back.
Okay, so for it is forwards.
Yes,
it's forwards. Okay, yeah. So yeah, breath walk towards it.
As you start walking, hear from your left a simmering sound. And from your right, sizzling. From your front, even more crackling. Jesse, as you keep walking, you feel yourself surrounded by... It's getting warmer. You keep going, it gets warmer and warmer. And as you break through, cut through
look around you. Flames on either side of you, looking up higher, higher, burning the trees down. You look back, and the way you've come, a wall of fire. You turn back in front of you, every direction you look at in is fire. You are surrounded by flames.
Jessie doesn't feel great, but she's used to stewing in being unhappy and afraid and whatnot. So she's hyper aware that this is tapping into stuff for her. So she's just gonna keep walking forwards, even if it seems like it's into fire.
As you walk forwards, wall of fire rises up in front of you.
Keep walking. Maybe like jolts from the jump scare of it, but just trying to just power walk.
As you
walk through the forest.
As you put your foot in the fire, it sizzles. Y'all, remind me, what's the damage for fireball?
That's a lot. I don't remember what it is.
She has to make a saving throw.
66, I believe.
And half on a dex save.
Oh, yeah. I still have fireball.
What's the spell save DC? And don't say Jesse's.
Jesse, what's your spell save DC?
It would be funny if Jesse's trying to be trope savvy, but then she just dies. Let's see.
What was your spell save DC when you did the fireball? Actually, it probably doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Your stats have not changed.
My saving throw DC for my general spells and that are DC 14, so.
That is exactly what the DC was, even then.
I have a minus two to dex, so that's good, baby. Yep, no, that's
A9. 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 As you, hold on, this is a bunch of dice.
Are you guys getting the fully of it all?
Great. Yeah, I guess so. Excellent. I'm trying to decide what would be better if this is like confronting stuff or I just straight up die because I'm
that's
trying
more
to
sixes
savvy.
Than I've ever rolled. Okay.
I think if I get more than if it's over like 60,
wait. Tessa, did you hear that?
Damage. What?
Did you say you rolled four sixes? Five sixes?
Jesus Christ.
Okay. It's more sixes.
So I might be knocked unconscious.
Cool. You may be unconscious.
I might be cremated here. 15, 25,
30, 30 damage.
That's 33.
Okay, I'm unconscious.
Jesse, as you feel all of this heat rushed by you, you don't take 33 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
You take 19 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
As your this fire hits your hand and burns your skin. You guys remember when the last time was? That someone rolled 19 points of damage on an 8d6. Okay, we cut over. Horny. Cornelius. There's no one around you. What do you do?
Cornelius checks his connection with Metcalf. Can he communicate with Metcalf psychically? Or is that out of range?
You try to connect with Metcalf. Wait a minute. How do you connect with Geth? You can't remember.
Are birds even real?
Cordy's gonna try and, oblivious to Jesse's plight, light a signal fire by casting freaking that cantrip that does fire that I just did four times.
Firebolt.
Firebolt, thank you. Firebolted a tree. He doesn't care if he burns this particular forest.
The truth?
Okay. Yeah, let's burn the forest.
What if this is literally just the fire? Just Cornelius started a fire and then Jesse dies in it.
Cornelius, you reach your hand out to cast Firebolt. Wait a minute. How do you cast Firebolt? What do you say?
You say, I would like to cast Firebolt. And then your character says a bunch of arcane words that I don't know.
What were the words? What was the movement?
I'd like to check my spell book.
You pull out your Palm Pilot. And you press the on button. And it doesn't turn on.
Cornelius sinks to his knees and screams into the forest.
Think back, Cornelius. Think. Oh, you think so. Is there any spell at all? Cornelius, you don't remember a single spell.
Can I tell which direction I came from?
You absolutely can. You're standing facing the direction opposite the one you came from. As you turn back, nothing but more trees.
So wait, do I know the direction I came from or not?
You only know the direction you came from the fact that you are standing in a direction you were walking in before. Because you haven't moved at all, you're still facing that direction.
Okay, I'd like to try to go back the way I came.
You'd like to try to go back?
The way that I came, to try and meet up with the other two. I mean, I assume it will not be successful, but this is what Corny would do.
Corny, you turn around, and you start to walk back. And as you keep walking... Wait a minute. That rock looks familiar. Look around. You're exactly where you started.
Corny tries to light a signal fire in the old-fashioned way, rub the two sticks together.
Survival
check.
Yeah.
I'm trying to burn the forest.
Corny's thinking this burning forest idea was a mistake before, but maybe is a good idea.
You look for just two kill the sticks, dryad. And you start to rub them together. You know, Cornelius, that it's not as simple as just hitting two sticks against each other. It requires a certain amount of, like, you know, you have to angle it the right way, you have to rub it the right way to get the fire going. And you'd learned this. You'd learned how to do this in many of the creative pursuits you'd had over the years. And you think back, wait, there was something with a shoelace, something with more friction?
Yeah, like the bow. Yeah.
You can't remember how to rub two sticks to start a fire. In fact, Cornelius, as you think back, can't remember anything you learned at all. Okay, we're gonna cut over to Jack. Jack, you're standing alone in a forest. What do you do?
Well, it's a nightmare, isn't it? Let's get it over with. Looking up, just try and keep an eye out. And keep heading in the direction that we're going.
Okay. Jack, as you start to walk, the leaves crunch under your foot. Your back feels lighter. Wait a minute. Reach out. Your staff is there. Wait. Where's Jack's staff? Where's the bow? Where's the glaive? You keep walking?
Well, in a way, he's just muttering to himself. In a way, I guess this is good. What if, Because I don't have access to them. What if Cornies, they're probably just walking right next to me. I just can't see them. I don't want to accidentally do them. Keep going.
Keep going. Leaves crunch, crunch, crunch under your feet. Until they don't. Instead, your foot hits carpet. Soft carpet. Jack, you look around. You are no longer in a forest. You reach down, touch the carpet. You know this carpet. You look around, see the spiral staircase headed downwards. You know this spiral staircase. Check. You're home. And you hear footsteps that you well remember. The footsteps of your father coming up the stairs.
Well, this forest is good, isn't it?
We cut over. Back to Jesse. Jesse, as you... Just a dream. Start to walk.
If not, I deserve it anyways. It's fine.
Yeah. As you start to walk through the fire. This is fine. What? How many hit points are you at?
I was at 9 after that first hit.
Noted. As you start to walk, it's fine. You're not in the forest either. In fact, you're in the middle of the road. A road with a missing porthole. A manhole cover. Not there. You look in your parents' house. It's right there. Except a tree is supposed to be there. In the place of a tree, all you can see is a small plant. From the inside of the house, you start to hear shouting. You recognize those voices, though they sound a little bit younger. You hear your parents inside the house. What do you do?
Well, I'm guessing at this point it's metaphysically going, or like metaphorically going forward rather than literally, so heading inside. What time does it seem to be? Time of day?
It's, you see the sun slowly setting in the distance. A orange purple hue covering everything. It's late in the evening. What do you do? Do you walk in the house?
I knock on the front door.
No response.
Do I have my keys with me?
You reach in.
Get my bag at all?
You pop open your bag. You look. There's nothing in the bag except your keys.
Well, use key on door.
Click. He goes in, door opens. You head inside?
Yep.
As you head inwards, you can hear your parents shouting from the kitchen area, and you can hear your father. You've never heard him raise his voice, or not very often, only at
shopkeepers and the like. But as you stand here, you can hear him yelling at your mom, something that you have not in your life seen happening. And he goes, "You have to stay! You can't go!" What do you do?
Sort of stand against a wall, say, listening, trying to figure out the conversation.
You hear a mother sigh loudly, and she goes, If I don't go, we're so close to finishing him up. If I don't go, my party doesn't survive. We're so close. Your father goes, Sure, your party's more important than your daughter and me. If you care about us, you will stay. And you see your mother. I can't deal with you right now. Storm out of the kitchen into the room that you are currently standing in. Go sit on the sofa with her head in her hands, as her shoulders start to shake, as she cries.
I cautiously move to sit next to her.
She doesn't seem to notice you.
When I reach out a hand, can I touch her back?
You reach out, touch her. Feels real.
As you lean against her. She'll rub her back.
She doesn't seem to respond to you, but she does seem to. Stop crying a little bit. You hear the shrill cry of a young child break out from the top floor, where it's your floor, it's your room. And you see your mother wipes her eyes, gets up, and starts to head upstairs. We cut over to Corny. Cornelius. You can't seem to remember just about anything.
Point of clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Can Cornelius remember things like he's in a forest? Or like,
yes,
just basic information?
Yes, you remember basic information. You remember your existence. You remember your surroundings.
But do I remember the advice of Ms. Alabama?
Yes. Cornelius. Okay. You are a wizard, and you have spent your life learning. That is the source of your strength, the ability that no knowledge is beyond reach as long as you work hard enough to it. You remember what happened to you. You remember your past. You remember your friends. But you don't remember anything you actively spent time learning.
Anything I actively spent time learning. How do I get in contact with these other people?
So, no spells. No computers.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, how do I get in touch with these other people? How do I go... That's what Corny would be thinking. How do I find the other two and Docs? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Without any information, how do I do that? Like, I don't remember, like, oh, the moss is always on the north side of the rock, or like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't like roll a survival check and try to track the way back I came, presumably.
Corny, what are you mm-hmm. doing?
Corny's gonna sit on a rock and try to wait it out.
As you sit on a rock and try to wait, you stick your vision to the forest in front of you.
you hear from your side. Constant buzz. You remember the sound, Cornelius. You remember it almost too well. It's the ringing of a cardiogram.
Cornelius does nothing. He sits on the rock and waits.
Cornelius, as you sit on this rock and wait, you think back to what you were here to do. Do you remember?
I remember. Does Cornelius remember?
Cornelius remembers.
Miss Alabama say, yeah, you gotta go through it. All right, Cornelius follows the sound.
Cornelius, as you sit there moments before going after the sound, you realize you could sit here forever if you wanted. And no force in the universe, no force controlling the universe could ever stop you. So you can sit and wait. You can do nothing and let it sort itself out. Everything does sort itself out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Is Cornelius the type of person who will sit and wait?
Well, I just said he pursued the sound.
No. So Cornelius rises, turns to the sound, starts walking. And as you start walking, the crunch of leaves on the forest ground give way to smooth tiles, marble tiles. Quaint white hallways lined with benches. And you are back in a familiar hospital. You're on floor 3. And you know exactly which room you need to go to.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And he goes to that room.
Room 334. As you walk, 332. 333, 334. Reach out, lay a hand on the cool metal of the door handle before. Creaking the door open. The door swings open. The general area is very familiar to you. You've seen this place before. The gauzy curtains on the window trying to uplift the decor but severely failing. The small white bed. The immense amount of machinery laid in every direction. The table you used to do your homework on. What do you do?
Cornelius checks what station the TV is tuned to, if there's a TV in the room.
There's a TV in the room. It's that educational Cartoon Network you used to watch.
Let's see. He looks for a baseball game.
Looks for the baseball game?
Yeah, on the television. He switches channels till he finds a baseball game.
You look around for the remote. The remote's nowhere near visible. And you remember, the remote used to be on the bed, right next to the bed, near the head.
Yeah. All right. Cornelius approaches the bed.
As you approach the bed, Cornelius, you know what you expect to see.
Mm-hmm.
You expect to see your relative in some amount of condition as he'd gone through it. You don't know which version of it you will find. Right at the very end, right at the very beginning, somewhere in the middle.
As you approach it, Cornelius, though, the person in the bed looks different. They don't look as old. As you stare into the bed, Cornelius, the sleeping visage of your face stares back. We cut over to Jack. Jack. You hear the footsteps of your father.
Unconsciously stands up a bit straighter. What is Jack wearing right now?
Jack, you look down. You're wearing a hideously gaudy t-shirt. You haven't worn this in years. Literal years. Since 2-3 years ago? You reach back. No staff. What do you do?
Well, even if it is a nightmare, it's good practice. stand up and, manners are important. So, just sort of wait.
Just trying wait.
To see around the corner.
Your father's footsteps are very loud. You know this. He's not just walking, he's stomping up the steps. And he only stomps when he's really, really angry.
So I'm on a landing and he's coming up the stairs at
Yeah, he's coming to the first floor, which is the main floor of the house.
Okay. Is there a window I can peek out of really quickly?
No windows on the first floor. Windows starting second floor.
Surprise run. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Surprise run for your clothes.
Jack, you clench your fists in preparation of a fight. But the energy your fists usually have, they're not there. Because indeed, you weren't a monk.
Of course. Back to our roots, is it?
You see, one of the doors, not the stairs, one of the doors creaks open. And Marie pokes her head out. Drum, what's going on?
I didn't expect to see you here.
Father, stop it.
I think he's coming in. I'm going to open the door. Since I don't see any of the servants around, I'm going to go and open the door.
As you open the door, your father, lean-faced, stretched skin, sharp jawline, white hair slicked back, sharp coat fits perfectly, tailored by three individuals, walks in, his face angry, and in his hands he's holding some papers as he grabs you by the shoulder, but doesn't grab your shoulder, he grabs your shirt around the shoulder and starts to pull you further in. You've come with me.
Wait, Father, what is it?
You see Marie kind of seeing this, goes, oh, what's going on? What's going on? He goes, look at what this boy's done this time. And he throws some letters on the table, glass, ornate glass table in front of you. As they scatter, you see it's your writing addressed to two people, L and For All. Jack, you know what these letters mean. These are your first venture into some criminal activity.
Father, I can explain.
It's an orb. Oh, really? Effect. Please do.
Well, I wanted to help some friends out.
Oh, really?
They're good people. I swear they
are. Uh-huh. These thieves, these liars, they're good people. This is it. This is the final thread. I give you everything a person could hope for. Comforts, opportunities, and you throw it all away. This is it. This is it, Jack. We're getting you out of your classes. We're getting you out of school. And we're going to report these criminal activities.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Father, please.
Oh, really? If you wanted to not be a criminal, you should have thought of that before.
No, leave them out of it. Please. They needed help and I gave it to them.
Oh, these liars and thieves needed help? Is that how
gullible? They were my friends.
They're your friends? You don't have friends.
The nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare. It's a forest.
You see, Marie stands up and goes, okay, hold on. Shem, what's going on?
It's the forest. It's happened. I'm not there anymore.
Shem, darling, you're not making any sense.
No, I just have to get through this.
She looks at you for a second before turning back to her father and goes, Father, let's talk. Jem, go to your room.
Any chance I can snag some of the papers on the table as I go?
Give me a stealth check. I misspoke. A sleight of hand check.
What plus would this be? Because this was before I gained any monk levels.
Level 1. Well, your dexterity doesn't change because you become a monk.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it does. It technically doesn't change anything.
Yeah, exactly. Proficiency. So.
Shit.
Roll plain sleight of hand.
12.
On a natural 18, the moment you try to snag your father, slams your hand down on the ground. I don't know where I went wrong raising you. I'm sure a couple years of jail will fix that. Marie goes, Jem, go to your room now.
Right. Try to listen in on the conversation as they leave.
You go to the room, close the door behind you, lean against it. This house always had tin walls.
Yes, it did.
Back, Jack, as you turn back. You remember this happening when it happened. And you remember it never being mentioned again after that night. As you turned back, the door in the wall kind of seemed to disappear in front of you. And what happened that night is clearly visible. See, Marie looks at you go, looks at you close the door, waits a couple of seconds. We're turning back, her father says, Father, I need to tell you something. I did it. I wrote those letters. He goes, you always covered for that boy. I've told you so many times. Cut him loose. She goes, you just can't handle that your golden girl is a criminal. And that guy, that boy, deserves better parents than you. You see your father rage on his face, pulls his hand back, and you see, you hear more than you see, the crack of it come down on Murray's cheek. You've only spoken the truth, but you don't seem capable of handling it, Father. He goes, is this really the truth? If I ever lied to you? Well, dear, you haven't lied to me before. And if you're lying to me today, why change the punishment? And he walks back towards a desk, seems to open a drawer and pull out a piece of paper, rips it open. Oxford University hereby accepts you to major in investigative journalism. Investigative journalism. Guess what? Criminals don't get to be investigative journalists. And he tears it up. You want to put that deception to good use? We'll be talking to my friends in intelligence today. You will bring honor to our country. You will bring honor to our family. And you will fix this. Jack. As you turn back, lean your eyes, lean yourself against the door that you can't see but is there. You hear Marie, wiping her eyes, enter her room and fall to her bed, crying. And all three of you, as you see these visions, hear sounds, a sound echo through the forest. Echo from some great beyond that you don't seem to understand. Do you know who you truly are? Don't worry. You will see. You will all see who you truly are. And that's where we're gonna end tonight.